4 minutes after the hour of nine, and as promised, we're going to talk about The Lion in Winter. It's a production happening at the Arc. Opening night is tomorrow night, and I have a couple of people in studio with me this morning. I have Maya Matthews. Say hi, Maya.
Hi.
And I have James Turpin way in the back there.
Hello.
There you go. You guys might have to get up closer to the microphone if you can, please. Here, pull up a chair, as the saying goes. The Lion in Winter. There hasn't been a production at the Arc. I'm trying to think when the last production. It's been before winter, before actual date of winter, before Christmas.
It would have been Elf.
Elf was the last big production, okay? So if you've been sitting home and you've been hankering for some theater, this is the time to get out. Opening night is tomorrow night. The Lion in Winter. Before we talk about the show, let's talk about the pre-production of the show. Maya, this is your first time directing, is it not?
This is my first time directing. The Arc has taken a chance on a first-time director for this show with the assistance of a mentor keeping an eye on me to make sure that things go all right. And I think we've done a fairly good job, James.
You're familiar with theater. I want to call you an implant. You're from away.
Oh, I'm a CFA. Absolutely.
So, but you're associated with theater before you came to Yarmouth.
I was. I've done some theater in Alberta and in Yukon many years ago, but it'd been some time. And when we moved to Yarmouth, I got involved at the Arc through a production called Scrooge that happened a couple Christmases ago, directed and written by this guy.
Yeah, James. Good job, James, by the way.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So your first time around, any bad experiences yet or anything that you know?
Absolutely not.
No?
I've been lucky to surround myself with wonderful people, very collaborative, very invested, and we've turned out one of those miracle group projects where the sum of the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. I think we have local artists working on sets, some phenomenal mainstays from the Yark in cast, and a whole bunch of new faces getting involved.
Why did you choose this particular play?
Oh, The Lion in Winter is a story that's been dear to me since I was 17 years old and I first saw the Peter O'Toole and Katharine Hepburn movie made in 1968. I love Katharine Hepburn. I love old movies. The Queen Eleanor role played by Sarah Fells here at the Yark was Katharine Hepburn in the movie, and she is phenomenal. She's fierce, empowered, strong, goes toe-to-toe with her husband, who is also an incredibly strong character, holds her own. It was inspiring as a young woman.
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about the storyline of this. For anybody going to see it, opening night is tomorrow night. 7:30 is our showtime at the Arc. What's the story of The Lion in Winter?
The story of The Lion in Winter is King Henry's Christmas court in 1183, I think it is. He's invited his three sons, King Richard the Lion, well, not yet King, eventually King Richard the Lionheart, played by James, Geoffrey, Duke of Brittany, and Prince John, to come to spend Christmas with him and Eleanor, who he's finally let out of jail for leading a civil war against him, to determine who's going to be king after Henry. And it's a little bit one of those Christmas dramas where you bring a terrible family who don't get along all under one roof for the first time in ages, but with the political scheming of Game of Thrones.
Who's the family?
The family is the Plantagenet dynasty, King Henry II and Eleanor of Aquitaine, and three of their very, very many children. The rest don't feature in the play.
So there's a little adultery. There's a lot of drama.
A lot of drama. It's quite funny, though.
Yeah, a lot of really vicious bickering and delicious kind of squabbling and politicking. It's a lot of fun in a kind of dark way. It's great.
I often ask the question, is this a family show? What ages wouldn't get this? What ages would get this?
The Yark has not been advertising the youth rate tickets, so for under 12s, but I think
15, 16,
yeah. Definitely.
You might learn a little history there.
Might learn a little history. There's actually the playwright has actually remixed a surprising amount of history, and the more research I actually did as I was preparing for it, the more I realized, oh wow, this guy has really done his history.
Are there any new faces in this production?
There are several new faces in this production. Joel Howe, who's playing Geoffrey, is brand new to the area. Kyle Mercer, who is one of the Crown prosecutors. It's his first role that doesn't involve more about five lines. He was in Murder in the Orient Express recently in a small part, and he's taken over the role of Prince John here. And yeah, others are more mainstays. Alden Matthew, my husband, who designed the costumes, has done a few shows here and there, but it's pretty new. Grace McRae, her picture's on the wall in the Arc, so she's been around for a while, but she's been excited to step into more adult shows, she was saying. But Ian and Sarah, that's Ian Travis and Sarah Fells, our leads, are quite well known around the Arc, as is this guy, James Turpin, playing Richard the Lionheart.
Will you get a chuckle out of the show?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. When you see a bunch of characters throwing their weight around and then someone deadpans, I don't much like our children, or what family doesn't have its ups and downs? Yeah. You're going to have a laugh or two.
Oh, good. So if you drop in and see the show, it is if you have teens, or, you know, 15, 16 years old, and you want to bring them along, please do so. Opening night is tomorrow night. Break a leg for everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, and the production of it. 7:30 is showtime. It runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday of next week as well. 742-8150 if you want to call the box office and arrange tickets through the box office. You can also go online, I do believe, the ARC website. It's just thearcplayhouse.com, and you can pick up your tickets there as well. Let's give away a couple of tickets before I let you guys go. But thank you very much for coming in, by the way.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Before I let you go, a couple of tickets up for grabs. What was the family name that we mentioned in our little interview here? It's not a very common family name, but it is the family name that's used in this production. If you remember it or you know it, 1-800-496-2557. Give us a call. We have a couple of tickets for opening night that are yours. And once again, we only mentioned the name of this family twice, I do believe, in our conversation so far. 1-800-496-2557. Give us a call, and those tickets are yours. Once again, thank you very much for dropping in.